USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking with CEOs and other business leaders about supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. During a White House photo op, Biden saying he's very pleased about the cooperation between business and labor in dealing with supply chain bottlenecks at U.S. ports.
I want to meet you about what you're seeing this holiday season. How well prepared are you to have products you need on your shelves? And how you've innovated and hired to overcome these supply chain challenges.
Biden also calling the new Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern but not panic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the lights will stay on this winter in Texas following a near collapse of the state's electrical system last February. USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
A high-profile trial is kicking off in New York City.
On July 2, 2020, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and longtime associate, was arrested on multiple criminal charges related to his trafficking and sexual abuse of young women and girls. She was denied bail and remained behind bars in Brooklyn, New York, with her jury trial set to begin today in New York City.
Oh my gosh, I was 14 years old. What the hell, you know, when you're that young?
Epstein accuser Jennifer Arose on NBC News. Epstein pleaded guilty to a felony charge of solicitation of prostitution involving a minor back in 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media giant. The move confirmed by Twitter and it's effective immediately. Dorsey saying he will stay on the board of directors for now, Twitter moving the chief technology officer into that role as CEO. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A caravan with hundreds of Central American, Venezuelan, and Haitian migrants is moving north through Mexico towards the U.S. southern border. With the new COVID variant discovered in Africa, many Americans are worried about the virus coming into the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson joins Fox and Friends and says there's a reason to be concerned.
25% of these people are showing up COVID positive. 25%, we know that. That's been documented. Yet we're doing nothing to try to stop COVID from crossing our border with the large number of immigrants that are coming across.
The Texas Department of Public Safety saying most of the migrants don't get tested when entering the United States. AAA says that insurance data shows that the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas has the highest number of auto insurance claims, meaning the highest number of crashes. AAA also warning people when they're out shopping that thieves are also out in abundance as well. Doug Shoup from AAA has some advice on how you can keep you and your new purchases safe.
Lock their car doors and close their windows. Don't leave the vehicle running anytime you're not in it. Never leave belongings or purchases in plain view from outside of the vehicle. Park in populated, well-lit areas and never hide a spare ignition key on the vehicle.
That audio courtesy of KABC in Los Angeles. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.